Well, the $4,800 Jane inherited came in handy. She lent it to Mr. Race so he could go into the real estate business with Mr. Neff. But to get the loan, Mr. Race had to make Jane a partner. He also privately had to promise Mr. Neff Jane would not meddle in the business. Now to keep them apart. This episode is in two scenes. The Ace's bungalow, and then to the new real estate office. But first to the bungalow. It's morning, and we find Jane and her 18-year-old niece, Betty, alone. Listen.
Honestly, Betty, I can't make heads or shoulders of you. You came here in the first place to go to work for your uncle. And now that I'm giving you the job, you say you can't take it.
I can't just call up my boss and quit on a minute's notice.
Oh, why not?
Why not?
No, I ask you that.
Well, it's not ethical.
Well, I don't see what that's for.
I have to give him notice. I have my work to do. I can't just quit like this.
Oh, sure you can. Suppose you were sick.
Well, in that case, it would be different.
Well, call him up and say you're sick. Say you've got intestinal flu or something.
Oh, Aunt Jane.
Oh, what is the matter with you, Betty? Don't you want to go to work for us?
Of course I do. But I ought to give my boss at least a week's notice. Besides, we're not sure Uncle Ace will take me.
Not sure he'll take you. I'm a partner in this business, Betty. It's my money. I'm just as equal as he is. A little more equal, if anything. If I hadn't given him the money, he wouldn't even be in business. Don't worry about that part. Now, you just go ahead and call your boss and tell him you're not coming to work anymore. You got paid last night, didn't you?
Yes, but... Oh, Aunt Jane, I don't think it's...
Betty, remember, he who hesitates is last. We've got to hurry.
Yes, but you didn't say anything to Uncle Ace about me.
Well, you'll find out when I bring you. That's all there is to it. Now, go ahead and call up your... You want me to call?
Oh, no, I guess I better do it if it has to be done.
Well, all right. Go ahead. What are you waiting for? Honestly, you act like you're doing me a favor instead of you're doing me a favor. No, that's not right, is it? How did I say that now?
Oh, Aunt Jane, I know you're doing all this for me, and I appreciate it. I want nothing better than to go to work for Uncle Ace. Mother expected me to when I first came to town. We didn't know he wasn't in business anymore, but... Now, this happened so suddenly,
Well, then, come on. Hurry up and call and finish dressing and we'll go. I don't see why you even think twice. In the first place, we pay you more money. And in the second place, you don't have to work every night like you do where you're working now.
I understand all that. But if you'd only mentioned it to Uncle Ace, are you sure it's going to be all right with him?
Betty, didn't I tell you I'm a partner in the business and I have as much to say as anybody else? I told you that, didn't I?
But...
Well, do I have to talk myself hoarse in the face to make you understand? Now, stop this foolishness and call him up. Go ahead.
Well,
I'm not fair. Now, hurry on.
I'm doing this against my better judgment.
Well, that's better. And when you're finished, hurry and get ready. You must get to work early. The late bird catches it, especially with your uncle. He doesn't like people to be impromptu.
Hello, let me speak to Mr. Thompson, please.
Just tell him you're quitting, that's all. Just ask him if he thinks it's fair for you to work so late every night. And don't take yes for an answer.
Hello, Mr. Thompson, this is Betty Taylor. I know this is a little sudden, but I'm going to have to quit my job.
Well, good morning, Mr. Neff. Come in.
I just dropped in to see that you're getting started, right?
Oh, yes. Just moved in this morning. I'm just putting away a few personal things.
Yes, the office looks pretty nice.
Yes, they did a fine job in so short a time. Of course, I'm going to have to get another chair for over there. Sit over here, Mr. Neff.
No, can't stay. I'm not going to be dropping in here very often. I'm leaving the actual running of the business to you. I've got so much other business on my hands.
Yes, I know you have, and you can rest assured I'll do my best here.
I know you will. Wouldn't have gone into this with you if I didn't think so.
Well, I ain't.
As long as you don't have any interference. You know what I mean.
Oh, that, yes. Well, don't worry about her, Mr. Neff.
I'm not worrying about it. That's your worry.
Well, we don't have to worry about Mrs. A. She understands that she just lent me this money to get started, and as soon as things get going, I'll pay her back everything.
Well, the sooner you do that, the more comfortable I'll feel.
Well, it won't take for long as soon as I get started going here. I've got to get a girl for the office here. I meant to call up the agency to have one sent over.
That's what I came over about.
About what?
About the stenographer.
Well, what about...
Well, I've got a girl here I want you to put to work.
Oh, a girl.
Yeah, she's the daughter of a friend of mine. I promised him I'd place her somewhere as soon as I found an opening.
Oh, fine. Is she a competent secretary?
He says she is. Went to business school. I brought her over.
Oh, is she out there? Fine.
Miss Ramsey. I'll let you talk to her.
Okay.
Come in, Miss Ramsey. This is Mr. Race.
Pleased to know you.
Oh, how do you do?
Mr. Race is going to hire you for the job.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Race.
Well, have you had much experience, Miss Ramsey?
No, not yet. Well,
she's just got out of business school. Put her to work. She'll be all right.
Yes, of course, Mr. Neff. do you want to start right now?
Oh, yes, I can start at once.
Well, I guess you might as well. There won't be a lot to do until we get all our equipment in.
I noticed there's a typewriter in the outer office already.
Yes, I had that left over for my other office.
Well, now. I've got to get back. Oh, I got a nipple on a deal already.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, pretty good deal, too. Personal friend of mine has a farm to sell. Completely equipped and furnished.
Well, that sounds like a good start.
I'll call you up and give you the details. Say, what's the phone number here?
West 6511.
6511.
West, yes.
Yeah, West.
Yeah.
Well, I'll call you when I get back to the office.
Thank you very much, Mr. Neff.
Not at all. You just pay attention to business here.
Oh, I'll do my best.
So long, Mr. Neff.
I'll call you pretty soon.
Yes, do that. Well, Mr. Ramsey, is it?
Yes, sir. Jane Ramsey.
Oh, Jane.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, nothing. I have you, you say you haven't had much experience?
Well, I've substituted for girls now and then. I haven't had a regular job yet.
Oh, I see. Well, it's sort of against my principle to hire a girl that hasn't had experience, but if Mr. Neff says you're okay...
I'll do the best I can, Mr. H.
Yes, I understand that. It's just that, well, we'll see. I suppose you take dictation.
Yes, sir.
You don't sound very sure.
Oh, I've studied shorthand and everything. I may not be as fast at first as I should be.
Yeah, Jane Ramsey.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. No, I was just... Well, I guess you better take off your hat and coat. I think there's a clothes closet out there. Just to the right of your desk.
Yes, sir. I'll find it.
Oh, just a minute. I want to have all this stuff out of the way in that cabinet there. This is more or less personal stuff that I can...
Good morning, dear.
Jane.
Come on in, Betty.
Betty.
Well, this is nice, dear. I like this office.
Well, that's mighty decent of you. What is the meaning of this?
Say hello to Betty.
Hello, Betty. What is the meaning?
Good morning, Uncle Ray.
Good morning. What is... that'll be all right now, Miss Ramsey. Just take this stuff out on that desk there and sort it out.
Just a minute. Who's this?
This is Miss Ramsey. This is Mrs. A.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. A? Pleased to make your acquaintance. What is she doing here, dear?
She's working here.
Working?
Oh,
just a minute now, Betty. Well, dear, she can't work here.
Why, Mrs. A?
Because Betty's going to work here.
Betty?
Oh, excuse me, Miss Ramsey. This is my niece, Miss Taylor.
How do you do, Miss
Taylor? This is Miss Ramsey, Betty.
I'm pleased to know you, Miss Ramsey.
Miss Ramsey used to work here, Betty. I'm sorry, Miss Ramsey.
Just a minute. What do you mean, Miss Ramsey used to work here? She's working here now, and she's going on working here.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, dear, but Betty's going to work here.
Betty is already working somewhere.
Oh, well, she quit that job this morning.
Quit? Betty, how could you quit your job?
I told Aunt Jane to find out first if my job here was
sure. Oh, a fine mess you made of this, Jane.
I don't see any mess. Betty's going to work here, that's all.
Well, she can't work here. Mr. Neff sent over Miss Ramsey to work here. He asked me to give her a job. How can I give it to somebody else?
Well, just a minute now. I'm a partner here, too, you know.
But Mr. Neff sent this girl over.
Well, I'm sending this girl over. After all, she's my only sister's only girl, my own flesh and bone.
Oh, Aunt Jane.
Huh, Betty, you're going to work here.
But, Jane, this girl's already hired.
Yeah, she won't mind. She understands, don't you, Miss Ramsey?
Mr. Neff got me this job.
Of course he did.
Well, I'm getting it for my niece.
Well, I think Mr. Neff has more to say about who works here than you have.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I think so. I'll ask him if he thinks you have more to say.
No, wait just a minute, Miss Ramsey. I wouldn't do that. You won't have to.
Well, I will if I get fired.
Well, nobody's going to fire you.
I am.
Now, look, Jane.
I knew I shouldn't quit my job.
And I know that I won't quit this one.
No.
Oh, no?
I'll go straight to Mr. Neff and I'll tell him.
Wait, Miss Ramsey. I didn't fire you.
Well, Mrs. A seems to think that she's the boss.
Well,
I'm a partner here, and if my niece can't have a job here, then my name's Maud.
Okay, Maud. Now, you go on home.
Just a minute.
Come on, Aunt Jane.
Now, you wait, Betty.
You take her home, Betty.
She will not. You take Miss Ramsey home.
Take Miss Ramsey home?
He's not taking me home.
Oh, I suppose he's not good enough.
Will you two please keep... What are you doing here? I just moved in here. Do you want me thrown out of here for raising a rough house? Answer that phone, Miss Ramsey.
You answer it, Betty.
Oh, Aunt Jane.
Miss Ramsey, answer that phone.
Miss Taylor, answer that... Oh, don't let her answer, please.
I'll take it, Mr. Race. Hello?
The
idea of you two coming in here.
I didn't want to, Uncle Abe. It's for you, Mr. Abe.
For me? Ask who it is.
She doesn't even know enough to ask that.
Who's speaking, please?
Who's speaking, please?
Mr. Neff.
Will you please be...
Who?
Who?
Mr. Neff.
Who is it, Miss Ramsey?
I can't quite get the name. There's so much noise. Will you spell it, please?
I'll put Mr. Abe on the phone.
Will you please spell the name?
M-E-double-S.
Mess? I don't know anybody for that.
No, N-E-double-F.
Will you please spell it again? Is the first letter M?
No, N. N as in numbskull.
N as in numbskull.
E-double-F.
E.
Mr. Neff, give me that phone.
Well, there was so much noise going on.
Hello, Mr. Neff.
Fire that girl.
What?
Fire her. I won't have her around. Get rid of her.
You mean you want me to fire Miss Ramsey?
You want me?
Yes, finally.
I can't talk now. I'll call you back later.
Well, I'm sorry. sorry, Miss Ramsey. That's orders from Mr. Neff to fire you.
The idea. Wait till I tell my father about this.
Well, that's what he said, Miss Ramsey.
I wouldn't work here anyhow. I never saw such a madhouse.
Well, it's no fault of mine.
Goodbye.
Well, Betty, take off your hat to come.
Now, just a second. I just got rid of one incompetent girl. I'm not going to hire another one until I find out just how good she is.
Well, Betty, very good.
I'll find out.
What do you want to know, Grace?
Well, I don't know what kind of work you do.
Well, she does everything, don't she,
Betty? Oh.
Please let Uncle Ace interview me on Jane.
Yes, let me. I know that you can use a typewriter.
Oh, sure.
Please, Aunt Jane. Yes, I can, Uncle Ace.
Yes. Now, how do you stand on dictation?
Dictation? Oh, the good old USA government is good enough for her, isn't it, Betty?
The what?
Aunt Jane, please let me answer the question.
Looks as if Jane has won her first round as partner in the new real estate firm of Ace, Neff, and Mrs. Ace. We learn more about her activity in the business when next we meet the Easy Ace.